Today's top story, the latest on the pandemic and its impact on the economy. We've spent a lot of time talking about the big national news over the past couple of days, and for good reason. Look, big picture, all of that, very important when it comes to the health of this country's future. But when it comes to news that impacts your daily life, the daily lives of average Americans, it's the pandemic that is still front and center, leading the way. This is the latest update from the COVID tracking project. These were numbers put out yesterday evening. We don't have the newest numbers just yet. 130,000 hospitalizations nationwide. That number, for context, was 30,000 in October. That's how much the rate of hospitalizations has increased in just the past 3 months, three plus months. And that's why you've seen a strain on healthcare systems in certain parts of the country, especially right now in California. Yesterday, we added another 219,000 cases, over 4,000 deaths. This is the third time deaths have been above 4,000. We're reaching new highs. Deaths are up by 10% or more in 25 different states, with the biggest increases coming in the South and out West. And in only 12 days in January, states have reported more deaths than in any full month between June and November of 2020. More deaths in just 12 days than any full month, again, between June and November of last year. And we haven't even seen the full impact of the holidays. A lot of that is the Thanksgiving holiday. We haven't seen the full impact of Christmas and New Year's yet. Here in Florida, we had, this was reported today, 13,700 new cases. We're averaging about 13,000 over the past few days. So we're up there near our summer numbers, near the peak of what we had seen here in Florida. The positivity rate, still about double what it should be. We added 217 new deaths here in Florida, over 200 just here in Florida, just in this latest report. And we're at about 7,700 hospitalizations. Luckily, our hospital systems have not been taxed as badly as, say, a California or some other parts of the country. But still, we are experiencing a massive spike here in the state of Florida that is showing no signs really of slowing down and will likely continue over the course of the next couple of weeks. We will probably hit 400,000 deaths nationwide by Inauguration Day. And I'm old enough to remember when people were comparing this virus to the flu. So I don't see how you can look at all of that and say the outbreak and the pandemic, our handling of it has gone well. Exactly what the experts said was going to happen leading into the fall, that there would be a fall surge. Exactly what they said would happen when it came to the holidays and the surge on top of a surge. All of that has happened. And it all ties into the economy. I've said for I don't know how long now, months, that the outbreak and the virus is directly tied to the economy. You cannot have a robust economy, a recovering economy. You can't have huge growth. You can't have a full reopening when the virus is spreading like it's spreading. It's just not going to happen. If we don't do a better job of getting the virus under control and do the things needed to do just that, it's going to have a direct impact on the economy. You can't separate the two. It's not possible. So what we learned today, big spike in unemployment claims last week, almost 1 million claims versus the 800,000 estimate going in. And just for context, the pre-pandemic average was 212,000 per week. That's how much more we're seeing right now. Now, what we don't know if the spike is related to people who waited until after the holidays to file for unemployment. That is possible. Or it could indicate more layoffs towards the end of the year. We don't know. Overall, right now, we have over 18.4 million Americans who are on unemployment. 18.4 million. It's still a little early to see the impact of those $600 stimulus checks. Hopefully, most of you, if you're eligible to get them, have gotten them already. We also haven't seen the full impact of the return of those federal unemployment benefits. Now they're $300 per week instead of $600 per week. That's going to come. That's certainly going to help. But that gap between the end of a lot of the CARES Act assistance, a lot of it ran out at the end of July, and the signing of this new relief package, that hurt. And there was no reason for it. We knew well before July that we were going to need to extend benefits and have another round of relief in this country. Yet, Democrats passed a bill that was never going to have bipartisan support. It was never going to pass in the Senate. They do that early on. Republicans don't really do much of anything. Then they finally start talking after some of the big deadlines have already passed. And then they take forever to get something done. Meanwhile, you've got countless Americans struggling, having to go to places like Metropolitan Ministries and Feeding Tampa Bay for the first time. Instead of enjoying the holidays, they're having to worry, what is 2021 going to bring for me? Am I going to be able to get a job if they're already unemployed? If they're not, am I going to be able to hang on to this job? The stress, and of course you add on all the stress we've all felt just from everything about this virus and the pandemic, it's a lot. Now, passing that relief package earlier, it wasn't going to take all the stress away, but it would have eased the minds of a lot of Americans. They would have had some kind of idea as to what was going to happen with their finances. They would have been able to plan a little bit. There wouldn't have been so much uncertainty. So when you look at the economy as a whole, I am very confident that this year, the economy is going to take off. Because unlike in 2020, when the economy started to bounce back, the virus was always likely to come back around. Once we started to reopen, then of course you had the fall coming up. So that bounce back wasn't going to last. And that's why I kept telling all of you, these people touting this miraculous V-shaped recovery, we're going to be all the way back. It wasn't going to happen. And again, it doesn't take an economist to be able to tell you that. It doesn't take a degree in economics to figure that out. It's just common sense. The virus is going to come back and it's going to hit the economy and it's going to slow down the recovery. But here in 2021, you're adding in the variable of vaccines. Now, it's going to be a slow recovery. It's not going to happen. There's not going to be some jump in growth where all of a sudden, within a couple of months, we're back to normal. It's going to take some time, but this is something that we can sustain because we'll have the vaccines. So by the end of 2020, I think there's no doubt, unless something else happens outside of the pandemic, I think there's no doubt we're going to be in a much, much better place than we are right now. And we're not going to need a lot of these relief measures anymore.